the shorted stock. You are a growing stock with unlimited potential and value. Jesus has poured into every believer the priceless gift of Holy Spirit. You are worth the blood of Christ. Nothing can delist you from being God's chosen. You are rising stock in the stock market of souls. Through Jesus' investment of his life for us and in us, he is producing much stock for the kingdom of heaven. The enemy of our souls knows this and is banking on us failing to live up to the call of Christ. The law demanded perfection, and the enemy wants us to live out of our own works and salvation. We then become shorted stocks. The enemy basically takes a short position. This is one that bets against the market, profiting when prices decline. To sell short is to take such a bet. This is opposed to a long position, which involves buying an asset in hopes that the price will rise. As you can see already, Jesus is in it for the long haul. He has had a plan of salvation since the beginning of the world. For God knew his people in advance, and he has chosen them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. The enemy has planted tares among the rising wheat to short the growth of precious souls. But Jesus knows what he has planted in us is greater than he who is in the world. Though daily the enemy tries to short the value of his redeemed, Jesus is confident to let the wheat and the tares grow together until the harvest, or for this analogy, until the time of real return on investment. Every stock is valuable to God, but those who give in to being shorted and sell short their lives for the cares of this world will be like the weeds at harvest time, collected and tied in bundles to be burned. Then the wheat will be gathered after and brought into the barn. Yes, the treasure house where unlimited riches of God's glory are yet to be seen and told. You are a rising stock for Jesus in the market of souls. Hold on to your value that comes from the precious life of Jesus Christ. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Study Matthew 13, verse 25.